From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seewert. In Marathon County, courts are now able to appoint independent advocates for child crime victims in situations where a parent or guardian can't be the one to look out for them. The pilot project expands on a system that previously offered advocacy only in civil cases, not criminal. Christy Keel is Executive Director of CASA of Marathon County. Welcome, Christy.
Oh, thank you for having me, Shereen. I appreciate it.
What is CASA? What does that stand for?
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. CASA has been a national organization for nearly 50 years and has been in our state statutes here in the state of Wisconsin for 25 years. It is a very widely known, long-standing organization. And what we do is we take volunteers from the community and we train them in an extensive process for 30 hours. And then they become sworn advocates of the court and they get appointed to help represent children. Ordinarily, we are working with children who have been victims of abuse and neglect.
What specific gap in the legal process left child victims vulnerable before this pilot began?
I would say our presiding judge, Gregory Strasser, here in Marathon County, really saw a need and believed at that time that certainly we would have been advocating for children, whether they were in the criminal side of the statute or the civil side of the statute. And so he was sitting in a case where there was a child victim, and there are oftentimes parents or guardians who are unavailable to help represent or advocate for that child. You know, when you have a minor child that is a victim in a criminal case, it is very difficult for them to advocate for themselves. And they need to have someone there to be present. And usually and typically in those cases, that is their parent or their guardian. But if their parent or guardian is either the perpetrator or a victim of domestic violence, or somewhat trapped in relationships with the perpetrator or unavailable for whatever reason, in some cases even deceased. In those cases, you know, there are very limited cases of this stature. There is no one present during those situations. And so Judge Strasser saw in this particular case of a sexual assault, a child who did not have anyone even present sitting with that child and wanted to appoint a CASA advocate because he's seen on the civil side and in these care and protection cases where we have CASA advocates that sit right alongside children and help support them through the whole process and help make an adult-like system, which is the court system, be child-friendly and less trauma-filled for those children.
How do you ensure that a CASA advocate's presence doesn't tip the scales for a fair trial?
A CASA advocate, we train them through this whole process to not, they don't speak with the children about the actual circumstances that ever come to the trial. That's not what we are. We are not investigators. We go through this whole training very specifically about how we are gatherers of information. And on the civil side, we make recommendations purely on whether or not contact with an individual is something that's in the child's best interest, or placement with an individual is in that child's best interest, and what their permanent plan should be in the future. But in the criminal side, we're really only coming to the court on issues of whether or not in a bond modification hearing, there is something that should be like a no contact order should be lifted with the perpetrator or with the defendant in that case, or on issues of scheduling. You know, in a child's life, when criminal cases continue to get delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed, and you have a child victim, that can be a traumatic experience when nothing becomes resolved. And so those are merely the two topics, along with being sitting aside a child. If they are making a victim statement, you know, we can make that, the CASA advocate can make that victim statement for them or can be present. We just had a criminal case go through and the CASA advocate was present and helped that child make that victim statement and was present through the entire trial. So they are not discussing the case with them. They are not ever coming in on issues or making any recommendations on guilt or innocence or anything along those lines. They are on very specific topics that relate to the child's what is in their best interest for contact, and whether or not things should be delayed in the process of scheduling.
What do you think makes this county a good testing ground for this model?
We are in a good situation of being supported, having volunteers, being a very strong program and a very support. We have the support of Wisconsin CASA as well as National CASA, and a very strong judicial support system that is, CASA centered and really wants to see these advocates supporting our kids and living our mission on both sides of the statutes.
What do you think the most significant lesson is that you've learned so far in going through
Oh,
this?
that you can be stretched, whether or not you want to be. But that I'd say at first I was really taken off guard in terms of and wanted to say no to the appointment, and this isn't how we do things. And it took for me to sit in meetings with Judge Strasser, to sit in meetings with the victim advocates in the prosecutors. In the district attorney's office, and hear them say, "No, you do something very different than we do." And CASA advocates could be very beneficial to these certain children. And to see that what our CASA advocates add to a hole in the system is valuable. And to say, okay, even if this is uncomfortable at times, and even if this isn't something that you were thinking was ever going to come or happen, that the value in what it's going to provide to each child outweighs what might be scary or what might be uncomfortable or what might make a judge here or there or an attorney here or there or someone uncomfortable because it's different and because it hasn't been done before. That it is that the value for that one child outweighs any of that.
Christy Keel, Executive Director of CASA of Marathon County. Keep us posted on how this goes, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Siewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.